1967. That I am still alive and active is a strange thought. According to Cairo, I should have died last year. But the breeze still plays on my body every day. I thought I'd write you a light-hearted letter about this, but I haven't managed to write the letter yet. I'd been to Captain Ghosh's house the other day. His daughter Reena played the harmonium and sang three songs for me. She goes to music school thrice a week, uses keokap in oil, reads some literature now and then, I was told. Captain Ghosh doesn't watch Bangla films at all. You should slow down when turning a corner in your car. The other day I met a man who hunts. We were standing on a wide terrace. Three gulps of vintage wine made him scream. My skin was dark earlier, do you know? The weather that makes tiger's pelts grow thick. All year I wandered every lane and by-lane in Calcutta. I even played some carom just like before. I haven't yet bought the books I meant to buy. There was commotion and a jackpot wherever I went. Screaming, shouting, and all round the year, so many foreign tourists came to Calcutta. Schoolgirls dressed in identical clothes to sing the national anthem. 67 swelled in the wind. Your soundless mouth exploded everywhere.